Okay, tonight, wanted to share something that's real simple. As we just talked about, it's resurrection time, and I've got this song stuck in my head, and I wish I was able to find a version of it to play, but it's in our songbooks. Some of y'all know that we use these white songbooks from time to time, a little bit more frequently these days, and there's a song called "O Victory in Jesus." My Savior forever, He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. Incredible, incredible stuff. But you know what? This idea of having victory in Jesus, it's not some complicated thing. It's a real everyday victory, because guess what? He's alive. He's alive. He's no longer in the grave. He's alive. And I keep coming back to this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll read it to you. Verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God." Verse 57, my apologies. 1 Corinthians 15:57. "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I love that it says giveth, like it's something He's already giving, right? Because it's not something that we have to earn or figure out or finally get right. It's something He gives us because of what Christ already did. And that really all comes back to the resurrection. In John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus is on the cross, and it says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, 'It is finished.' And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost." Those three words, right? So impactful, "It is finished." I think sometimes we hear that so much that we kind of lose track of how big that really is. But you know what? Everything that stood between us and God up until that point, He finished it completely, fully, 100%. And then 3 days later, He rises. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 5, we'll start there. It says, "Fear not ye, for I know that you ask Jesus, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for He is risen. As He said, come see the place where the Lord lay." He is not here, for He is risen. Now that's the whole thing, right? That's why we even get to talk about victory at all. Because if He were to stay in the grave, then none of this would matter. But He didn't, because God raised Him from the dead. And because God raised Him up from the dead, that's the victory we get to live in. You know, I think for me, what's been hitting is that this victory isn't some future thing, right? It's not just one day in heaven, everything will be okay. That's not it. It is right here, right now, in the midst of our each and individual lives and walks with God. We actually get to live in what Christ has already accomplished. Romans chapter 6, verse 14, it talks about, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Not might not, not hopefully not. It says it shall not have dominion over you. That means we're not stuck. Even if we feel stuck, we're actually not. And then here's this in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Just like we were listening to that song called Complete in Him. There are some words in that song along the lines of there is freedom in Christ alone or something like that. But you get the picture. We as born again ones, and those who are born again of God's Spirit are very well versed in this idea of freedom, because that is how we live. We are not condemned, right? Like, really, there is no condemnation. And you know what? Sometimes we still carry stuff like we are condemned. We replay things in our heads. We feel shame. We feel like we have to fix ourselves first. But you know what? Jesus Christ already dealt with all of that on the cross. And that is part of the victory. And then even just fear, right? I feel like there's such a real thing for all of us in different ways. Anxiety, overthinking, not knowing what's coming next, that's all fear. Of course, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So if you know what? If fear is loud, it's not from God. And I love this too. There's another incredible verse in Psalm 27, which it says here in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Okay? If he's my salvation, if he's my strength, then what actually has authority over me? And that's the question here, right? That's the question that so many people struggle with on a daily basis. And then the biggest one, in John chapter 11, verse 25, this is Jesus Christ talking himself. And he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though we were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" You know, I love how he ends with that. "Believest thou this?" Because it really does come down to that. Do we really believe this truth? Because if we do, then death isn't the end anymore. It's not something that wins, right? And that's why 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Because Jesus Christ took the sting out of death. I know we're kind of going all over the place here, but I think all of these verses really, really connect. In fact, all of God's word, and all of God's word, the verses connect. Romans chapter 8, go back to Romans 8 for a second here, and verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You all know the context of this section here. It names off a bunch of things that are basically saying, shall any of these things separate us from the love of Christ? No, absolutely not, because we're more than conquerors. That's a victory, right? That's part of our victory in Christ. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can take us out of that victory that we have in Christ. It is really something. I'm going to share something that I've been thinking about, right, very recently. kind of what has been keeping me going amidst all the trials and tribulations that I've been personally going through the past couple of years. And that's realizing that I don't have to create my own victory in my own life. I don't have to work hard for victory. I don't have to earn victory. Because all I have to do is stand in the reality of what Christ accomplished on my behalf. And it says here in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." It's our faith. It's just trusting God, right? Coming back to God, believing Him, not being perfect, just staying connected with the Father. And so I think I'll wrap up by saying this thing, okay? Here's the simple truth. Jesus Christ is alive, right? He's alive. He's no longer in the grave. The grave is empty. And because of that, we have victory. Not later, not someday, but right now, in this life that we are currently living. So whatever we're carrying, whatever we're walking through, we're not fighting for victory. We're coming from a place of victory. We're not moving towards a place of victory. We're coming from a place of victory. We're living from it. So as we move into the resurrection weekend, you know, take some time to just kind of reflect. I would encourage you to really think about what we have as born again ones. Oh, victory in Jesus. So, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. We spent so much time kind of going through what he actually did for us and how gruesome that reality is, Father. But just like we talked about yesterday, the hour is come. He's no longer in the grave. We now have Christ in us. And nothing can stop us now, Father. So I pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.